Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Danielle. Happy Sunday.
Yes, same to you. Was your Saturday good?
Saturday was good.
Enjoyable?
Yes.
At the old ballpark?
The old ballpark. It was hot.
Yeah, thanks for turning that down, Josh. We're on now. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. He's just here. He just shows up. You know, that's how it goes. You were here with Matthew's show, the golf show, so you had time to get right.
Dan, I'm sorry. I just haven't had my allotted amount of Mountain Dew yet.
Yeah, I see the can.
Yeah, that's my third can today. So.
Third.
What? Yeah. So what is your allotted amount then if that has not... If three cans in, you're still...
Well, I usually have one for breakfast and then two during the show. One for the first hour and then one for the second hour. But I...
You have 3 hours of showtime today.
Yeah. I completely forgot and I left one. So... Yeah.
And the last can is to put the teeth in that fall out.
Yeah. I had that can.
That's disturbing, Josh.
Oh, I mean, got to do what you got to do.
I guess.
When you're producing the number one radio show.
Oh, there we go.
Boom. had to put that in there.
Well, let's clarify, the number one local sports talk show on its Sunday from 9 to 11. But it is the little things that we celebrate, no doubt. I go extra large Dunkin' Donuts. That's my deal on the weekends.
Now, do you coffee, cream, sugar, like the
just
whole
cream,
night?
Just cream.
Just cream. No sugar.
Yeah, I don't like the sugar. The coffee, I like more the bitterness, I guess, of the coffee. Mm-hmm. But I've tried without the cream, and it just doesn't work for me. The cream makes it... creamy.
Gosh, my mom could drink like just pots of black coffee. And I just don't understand it.
I've tried to do it because it is an inconvenience sometimes to need cream. Like there are a few places I know that if I try to get coffee there, they've got either powdered cream or they got cream in the non-refrigerated little cups. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't do it. I've had those where they just like curdle as soon as you hit the coffee. And they're like, what am I going to do with this now? I'm not going to drink cottage cheese coffee. So Dunkin', as I've said before, puts, you know, something, some extra addictive thing in its cream and then puts it into the caffeinated coffee. But during the week, I get the large portion of coffee. Every day, but on the weekends I need that extra kick. Yeah. And so it's the extra large.
I just can't do, like, I've got to have frou-frou coffee.
Yeah.
You know, like a mocha frappuccino with extra whipped cream or something.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just do just coffee.
Salted caramel macchiato.
Yes, yeah, I love the white chocolate mocha.
Yeah,
I just can't, I don't know.
Last time I tried to drink like a frappuccino or whatever, the brain freeze was so strong that I nearly wrecked. Those things, the other brain freeze drink that you really need to watch out for is a slushy from Sonic.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get the kids one of those, and I just get the kids portion because it's really all the slushy you need. You don't need the big one.
Right.
I mean, because like three sips in, it's nothing but ice now anyway.
Yeah.
And they experienced it and were like, oh, why's my head hurting? Like, well, you drank that sub 32 degrees slushy and it hit you hard. Yesterday we went with, I guess, six kids total, three adults, went traipsing through the, what is it called? Preston Cave Spring Creek.
Okay.
Just right down the middle of it, just going through. I think it got knee deep at parts.
Did they have so much fun?
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Now, at first, I was worried because I guess I don't realize this, but I guess I just have not done enough outdoors stuff with them. I've done some, but just not enough to where when they first got in, it was a, this is cold.
Yeah.
And then there was a, there's like rocks getting in my shoes. It hurts. I'm like, what are you saying? Is that a foreign language you're speaking, 7-year-old boy?
No.
You should be just thanking me right now that you have carte blanche in water.
Yes, yeah.
And mud. But within 5 minutes, boom, they were all over it.
Yeah.
Like one of them was trying to, you know, get over a, like logs and twigs and limbs and stuff down in the middle of the creek. He had to climb over it. Instead of stepping into the water in spots, he's trying to stay on the dead wood places in balance. I'm like, your balance is going to lead you to fall into a limb and impale yourself. Just step into the water over it, you know? It's cold! Get in that water!
But it was like 90 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
So it should have felt good, guys.
No, they got over it quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
By the time I said, all right, guys, we're going to turn around and head back. No, no, just 5 more minutes, just a little longer, just a little longer. So they loved it.
I wonder what kids actually think 5 minutes means, because mm-hmm. it's always the time. I mean, Sam is always 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
Just 5 more minutes.
Right.
Usually with him, it's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But just 5 more minutes.
Yeah, 5 more. They think it means an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just anything. Anything beyond this right now. Yeah. Can I get that? I'll take whatever I can get. But I'd never been back there.
Where is it?
It is over behind Oxford Circle on Versailles Road.
Okay.
And it runs, I guess, kind of parallel to Old Frankfort Pike. So the other side of Old Frankfort Pike, if you're driving down it, to your left, past New Circle, I guess, then all those industrial businesses and stuff, mm-hmm. or where it meets South Forbes out that way, then behind those businesses and places, then there's a creek back there and some woods. And when you're in it, you can't tell that there's anything over there.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So they had fun. And then we also went to McConnell Springs, which this Preston Cave Spring is the continuation of McConnell Springs. So you go to McConnell Springs, and there is where the water comes up out of the ground and mm-hmm. forces its way out. Goes back under the ground, comes back up again, goes back under, comes back up again, goes back under, and then Preston Cave is where it comes back again. So, but I told them their deal was, no, we're leaving this creek now. We'll go to McConnell Springs, but only if at every stop you read the sign. You have to read the historical marker.
There you go.
Read it out loud. Get through it. School starts here in a couple weeks. Let's brush up on those those language arts. And they did. They did well. But you know where McConnell Springs is, right?
Yes.
And so there's a rock quarry right around there. There's, I don't know, some other factory or industrial thing, noisy, all that. And then just kind of plop down in the middle there is a little bit of nature. And you wouldn't think you would see deer in there, like in the middle of Lexington. We're walking through, there's a doe and her 3 fawns.
Oh my gosh.
Mama and her babies just looking up at us as her little babies are eating up. Right in the middle of McConnell Springs, which is between Old Frankfort Pike and Versailles Road in Lexington. I mean, in the city limits. So that was kind of neat.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, we saw frogs.
Mm-hmm.
And turtles. I don't have a sound effect for turtles.
They don't make much noise.
No. I've seen a beaver there before.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah. It's a nice little place to be able to get away in nature that's a few minutes away.
Yeah, I was going to say, a 5-minute drive.
Yeah, so, right there. That's a good little, nice little walk through nature as well.
We are tonight going to see John Witherspoon.
Oh,
at
yeah.
Comedy Off Broadway. I've never seen his stand-up. Of course, he's been in a bunch
Craig!
Of... Yeah.
Like, how come every time I'm in the kitchen, you in the kitchen, eating up all the hog moth, all the collard greens? I like pig ears.
So that's what I said. Like, I hope he's funny.
Because, he's got to be.
He's got to be, right? I hope so.
Oh. I'm not going to do it anymore. It's going to crack me up too bad. So good. I mean, he is a legendary.
I know. I'm just excited. Like, just when he walks on stage just to see him. I'll think, like, that'll just be funny.
You would think if he's, you know, touring around, trying to make money, doing comedy, he would include a little bit of Friday.
Yeah.
You'd,
I mean,
think
he's
got
to talk about it.
Yeah. That'll be fun. I wanted to go to the movies last night. There are so many good movies out.
I've heard great things about Bad Moms.
Yeah.
I've heard that's really funny.
I would love to be able to go in and say, okay, you boys go. There's Secret Life of Pet.
Yes, which is also, I've heard, really good.
We'll meet you after Jason Bourne. Oh, yeah. We'll meet up like right afterward, after that's over. Or Infiltrator looks very good.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston.
But you know that if they are left to their own devices in a movie theater by themselves, they're going to have to go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. and then they get lost. That's happened to me before.
It just won't work out. And then child services will be waiting for me outside of the movie theater. Yeah, it just won't work out. Hey, our guest today, we have Mark Story on from the Lexington Herald Leader at 10:30. And he had an article yesterday, a column today, about how the little guys in college football,
yes.
college sports, well, college football especially, but being squeezed out.
Yes.
It looks almost inevitable that hard times are coming. But also,
for some, they're already here.
Yeah.
Some local schools.
Absolutely. But then last week, his column was on some of these historical markers along the way on UK's schedule, football schedule this year. So we'll get into that with him as well. And, you know, today is the last print, the last Lexington Herald Leader printed
yes.
in Lexington. The printing press is closing over there. It's going to be printed in Louisville now. Is that right?
Yes.
And so when you buy the Herald Leader today, if you go pick one up, that's the last one that'll be printed in Lexington. That's not maybe something to hold on to if you tell your kids about, because who knows if they'll be printing anything.
I know. It's sad.
It is.
It is.
Because the best, we're TV people, but the best journalists, come on, they're in print. We know this.
Yeah. Speak for yourself, Dan. I'm a pretty investigatory journalist.
Yeah, okay. No, there are some good investigative journalists in television, no doubt,
yes.
that do some great exposés. Like I told you, I watched Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel, and the four guys on there did some great work uncovering stuff related to the IOC and the Olympics. And so, but, I mean, just on a day-to-day kind of thing.
Yes, I totally agree.
I find it that way.
And, I mean, there's a reason why papers are still around. And it's because of those kind of things.
Yeah,
because they can take more time, whereas TV story typically is you're in and out in a minute,
cut and burn,
and you know, do what you got to do, and the columns,
yes,
I think are a big part, which is what Mark Story does,
mm-hmm.
Just a big part of it, because you know, we can't offer our opinions necessarily.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah,
I know some who do.
Right. Yeah. And times are changing a little bit with that,
right.
too. But it also has to be, you know, relative to what's going on. Like,
mm-hmm.
on a local TV station, you couldn't just decide one day I'm going to talk about what's happening to smaller schools.
Right.
And give my thoughts on it. You just mm-hmm. can't do that, which is why I think the paper is still so necessary.
Absolutely. So Mark Story coming up at 10:30 here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Of course, you can give us a call. 381-1313 is the number. Reach us on Twitter at DReefer, at MJP18.
Or at ESPN Radio Lex.
Absolutely. And, of course, we are on the TuneIn app. I always want to say iTunes.
I know.
The TuneIn app. You can get us there and listen live, and then you can just get the WLXG app. Just type in WLXG on iTunes and listen easy there. Or you can listen at WLXG.com. Or there is the old-fashioned way, which is just
tuning in.
Plain old radio and park it on 1300. We'll be back with more of the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300. It's hard to
believe. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is Bud with another reminder to call before you dig. Almost half of all homeowners will not call 811 before they dig. Failing to call can cost you thousands of dollars and result in life-threatening injuries. Find out where all the underground utility lines are located. Dial 811 at least 2 days before you dig. It's free, and it's the law. This Bud Reminder is sponsored by Kentucky 811.
Are you feeling sad because your credit's bad?
Let the Courtesy Credit Builders get you approved with only $73 down and no payments for the first 3 months. Plus, with every vehicle purchase, you get a $500 Walmart shopping spree.
And you'll drive with confidence at Courtesy. Our trucks, cars, and SUVs have been certified, or we won't sell them. Why buy old and busted when you can drive new and trusted?
Just go to CourtesyOnWheels.com or come see us at Courtesy Acura on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall. And that's what we like to call...
Sweet!
Summertime in the bluegrass means just one thing, Dan.
It's time to go nuts.
Solo.
It's time for Courtesy's sweet summer deals and steals. That's right. Keep the cash in your pocket.
Uncle Joe's been buying them.
Solo.
And we're passing the savings on to you.
Bring us any price, any offer, any payment, and we'll beat it. Guaranteed.
Courtesy is so confident that we have the lowest prices on pre-owned vehicles this summer. We'll pay you $500 if we can't beat any other dealer's price, payment, or offer.
Visit CourtesyOnWheels.com for offer details. Or come visit us on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall.
And that's what we like to call
sleep.
Cheer on your Red Legs when they take on the Dodgers August 19th through the 22nd. Presented by Mike and Ike. Saturday, August 20th, the first 25,000 fans will receive a Reds USA t-shirt thanks to Toyota. Catch all the action for as low as $12. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS or visit Reds.com.
I was out mowing my lawn last weekend, and that's when I realized that even a small engine can have a big problem. That didn't sound good. So I went to Moses's, a one-stop shop for all your lawn equipment needs. From small engine repair to outdoor power equipment sales, Moses's does it all. And with experienced factory-trained techs, they have a reputation for fixing it right at 511 North Broadway, across from Broadway Mini Mart in Georgetown. Moses's, your local outdoor power experts that promise great service after every sale.
ESPN Sports Radio.
It's alive!
1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold.
Saw this horrible thing just during the break. I had missed this morning, but a shooting in Austin.
Yep. I saw at least one dead and four injured, right? I don't know if that's changed.
The horribleness continues. Ugh. And then at the top of the hour when we had SportsCenter on and they mentioned Trump, I'm like, okay, where's this going? Yeah. What are they going to talk about him for? He claims that the NFL sent him a letter saying, hey, the debate thing, try not to go opposite us. Hurts our ratings. Just saying. Sign, Raj.
Actually, it would probably just hurt the debate's ratings.
Yeah.
At a certain point, I'm just going to want to watch football.
I think that's his way of saying...
Yeah, don't do it those nights because we want people to see it.
Right.
But, and then the NFL claims they never sent him a letter. They wouldn't have sent him the letter anyways. They would send it to the network or whatever. I mean, just to Donald Trump.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like Hillary got a letter too or something. As if, yeah.
That's not how it works.
No, it's not how it works. mean, to think that everybody out there is stupid enough to just grab onto that. I'm sure there are people going, NFL. See, Goodell's horrible.
I mean, I don't want the debates to be the same night as football either, but.
No. I mean, that's just Donald saying, we want the ratings.
Yeah.
Don't take it away from us. Don't do anything to take away from us. And then flips it on to the NFL. The NFL.
P.S. The NFL doesn't worry about its ratings.
No. It does not.
It's like something like 21 of the top 25 most watched shows every year are NFL games.
It just goes forward.
Yeah.
It moves it. If it wants to play in London at 9 in the morning Eastern time, it does.
Yeah.
If it wants to throw it only on Yahoo.com, it will. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just does what it wants. There's no doubt about it.
And now training camps. Like, I am so excited. Do you play fantasy? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Not as much into it as I used to be, but yeah. Like, when it first started, of course.
Yeah.
Whew. But I guess we are now in the 20... Gosh. We got to be like in year 20 at least. I think
yeah,
around...
I remember the very first draft I was in and who my first... Now the name escapes me. But
we were like, I think we're 20 years now, or close to it, of the core, the same core. There have been a few people come and go, you know, here and there, but there are five of us, maybe, at least, that are there every single year doing it. And this was
Have you ever won?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I've won twice.
Okay.
In 20 years. Because we made a trophy. We had a trophy created, like an actual from a trophy place.
The Shiva.
The Lexington Fantasy Football League Championship trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been sitting in my basement since I won it the first time I won it. So I won it and then never returned it to anyone or gave it to the winner the next year. And it's just been sitting there. And then I've won it again. And then I don't even know if I won last year. I can't remember if that was the year I won or not. But anyway, you know, that's, and then we used to play for money more so, and then it was so difficult for everybody to give their money. Because there's people now that we all used to live in Lexington, and, you know, 20 years, I'm the only one who lives in Lexington of everyone who plays. So.
I also do a powder puff league, so which is all girls.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam, who's in probably 20 leagues on his own.
Oh, yeah.
Just online or whatever. Was just informing me yesterday that he, you know, I really think that I need to draft for you this year.
Oh.
He's like, it's just kind of ridiculous, Mommy, that you never win. And you should know more about football than those other girls. I'm like, I know, but there's, you know, things happen. Injuries happen, like. You just never, there's people that have breakout years.
Yeah.
Or people that you think are going to be good and then they're not. I mean, there's so many factors. And Sam told me, listen, just get Jordan Reed. That is his big, that is his.
Just get Jordan Reed.
Right. He's like, I just think Gronk's like a little overrated. I'm like, he's not. So that is. That right. was a free tip for all of you listeners out there who play fantasy. Jordan Reed, the key to success.
TJ Houshmandzadeh. Championship.
That was the best commercial.
It was. Because everyone has some sleeper that they've locked onto. Sam's is Jordan Reed.
Right.
And is going to spend a pick way too high.
Yes.
On this person. I would always have a sleeper and then hope that there at the end, nobody's had the same thought and boom. But back in, I mean, if today was like it is now, if back in the day was like it is now with DraftKings and all these different sites to play on and stuff. It
weekly.
Yeah.
You know, so that you can change your players.
It would have consumed me.
Yeah.
Just because I already would spend time doing homework for the draft anyway. But we used to do one where we actually got together in person, yes. pizza and beer, draft yes. board thing, writing the names up.
That's
just
the
like
most
the,
fun
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
I always have the heart. I try to do my homework and I look up things. And then when it comes to my pick, I'm always like, I'm going with a Viking. And it almost never works out. Like the one year I did really well was like I had Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss.
Yeah.
That was great. But now I'm like, oh, with my third pick, I'll take Cordarrelle Patterson. And it just has not. I had Greg Jennings. I mean, just.
Yeah.
Stupid.
The Super Bowl, the first one I won was, because those are in the playoffs. Or no, it's before the playoffs. It's the end of the season, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like week 16 or 15 or something like
yes.
that. And one of my guys got injured. And I had to go with, I had to find somebody. And so, like, last minute Hail Mary off the waiver wire, pick up, I don't even remember who it was. It was some no-name. And he had the game of his career, like 200 yards receiving, 3 touchdowns. And it was clearly the difference in winning.
Oh, yeah.
And I only had this player for that one time. That was it. That's how crazy it yeah. gets, though. That's what it comes down to.
That's why people play. That's why it's fun.
I hadn't played fantasy baseball in many years.
That seems to take up a lot of time.
Because it's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
But Don Trail, our sales manager here at LM Communications, he's a big baseball fan and said, "Hey, you want to play? Come on, we need an extra person." Like, well, all right, I'll do it. But it is surprisingly way less time consuming than I thought it was going to be because of an app. So I just go to the app on the phone and I look at, there's my lineup and I just make a couple changes.
Yeah.
You know, usually go while I'm in the bathroom, just take a quick yeah. look. All right, roster set for the day. That's it. And so it is a 10-person league. Yeboe is number one. Whipping them all. Thanks for the invite, Don. They didn't know what they were messing with.
No, I guess not.
No. 381-1313 is the number to call. We'll be back with more here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Following is an advertisement.
When I was a young boy, I worked for a big company, and those were some of the greatest days in my life. That company taught me so much about business. Put the client first. Work harder than your competition. Surround yourself with great people. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Today, we've been in business for almost 30 years. It's funny how life lessons taught so many years ago got us today. We have represented hundreds of thousands of people and recovered billions of dollars in settlements and verdicts. But the greatest honor is when former clients later refer friends and families to us at their time of need. The man who ran that big company had everyone just call him Walt. I loved that and vowed that nobody would ever call me Mister. So call me if you need me. But just call me John. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Offices, Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
Ride in your truck with style. On the road, off the road. That's the lifted life. Let your truck work for you. On the farm, on the job site. That's the lifted life. Take your truck out to play. At the lake, on the trail. That's the lifted life. Your truck is a part of you, whether it's for style, work, or play. So why not have the best of the best? Lucky's Off-Road is the truck accessories authority for getting you that lifted life. Lucky's installs everything you need to pull that boat, conquer that mountain, or function on that construction site. Suspension lifts, wheels and tires, winches, trailer hitches, toolboxes, bed covers, floor mats, step bars, bed liners, ladder racks, brush guards, vent visors, LED light bars, audio, video, you name it. Lucky's Off-Road has got it. Visit our showroom. Call Lucky's Off-Road at 859-299-4411 or get a quote at luckysoffroad.com today. Why?
because you deserve that lifted life.
Don't take chances with your fine clothing. Come to Emperor's Cleaners and have your clothes treated like royalty. Emperor's Cleaners will make you look good every day. Or for special occasions, Emperor's Cleaners also preserves wedding gowns that make them look as good as new. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in leather cleaning, shirt laundry, custom work, and alterations. You'll find them in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 until 3. Emperor's Cleaners treats you and your clothes like royalty.
ESPN Sports Radio. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Got to hand it to Justin Timberlake. He just keeps turning out the hits, doesn't he?
I know.
Just keeps popping them out. I mean, that doesn't even sound like a guy for his age would be able to rock this out. But he's right there.
What does he do that?
I guess he listens.
Awesome.
Yeah. Both my sons love that song, but one of my sons is just crazy over it because it's the sunshine in my pocket thing. He just loves that. He's like, oh. When that part comes on, he's like anticipating it, and he's ready to pounce. Got that sunshine in my pocket. I'm going to dance all over you. Cause I'm telling you, if I didn't have kids.
I was just going to say, we wouldn't know any current songs. No. Popular. Yeah.
I'd be listening to death metal or something and, you know, trying out the new Mastodon album or something like that.
I don't even know what you're talking
yes.
about now. Mastodon.
I don't listen to Mastodon. Okay. But they're just like hard. Honestly, the older I get, there's many more rare moments that I listen to that harder stuff. It's more Ray LaMontagne.
I feel like that's someone from The Princess Bride.
Nathan Ratliff in the Night Sweats. Kind of some stuff. Nothing Josh has heard of at all. No. So this week, you know, we talked about James Ramsey and what a just mess that is for Louisville. But Kentucky kind of made itself look silly. Or at least Louisville fans thought so for sure.
Right.
And ate up talk. Sports talk airwaves with criticizing Kentucky for having a national championship trophy that it had made. Right. It wasn't someone made it and gave it to them for winning the national championship. They had it made because Sagarin says UK won the national championship in 1950.
It does sound a little silly.
It is. It is silly. I mean, UK fans should feel like, it's kind of silly to do that, especially since when you see it and it is the black, like glossy black onyx type stand and then the crystal football. So I can remember working in Georgia at a TV station. They would travel around with the national championship trophy. So they brought it to like an Auburn game. And they brought it by the station, and so we were able to go on the air with it, and they show it and assemble it and all that, and it's exactly the same. It's like a black onyx stand and the crystal football. And so what UK has made is a black onyx stand and a crystal football. Not the same one, just a little smaller version, but it's clearly modeled after the national championship.
But why not make it like a 1950-looking trophy if you're going to make one?
Because they have that bowl trophy, the Sugar Bowl trophy.
Yes.
I mean, they have it there they had it in the trophy case.
Yes.
And it looks like it should from them. And then, I don't.
If I was a recruit, I would be like, what? What is that? Oh, 1950. Oh, okay.
Well, see, and then, so then it is also 66 years ago. So it's not really relevant to today's recruit. I don't unless you point to it and go, that's what we're getting back to. Did you know Bear Bryant was a coach here? Who's that now? Bear Bryant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the coach.
Who's that now?
Yeah. He won that for us. That's where we're headed, I guess. Now, I saw Freddie Maggard's take on it, which he said, look, if they're going to put it out there and say that you won the national championship, okay, then let the guys enjoy it. Because they had rings. They made rings for the guys who were on the team and gave it out a few years back.
And I have no problem with that.
Yeah. And so he's just saying, it doesn't matter. It's fine. Just let them have fun. But to me, there is justification for all the heat that Kentucky's taking over it from Louisville's side of things. If you're going to do that, you're going to get it. And but let's look at the real situation, though, just to see if you think in today's way of thinking.
Okay.
Well, I guess a few years ago of thinking, just because now we have the college football playoff, it would never come to this. But used to be you would just play the bowl games. And then after the bowl games, the final polls would come out. There would be the vote. And you had an idea of which game was the national championship. But that game usually had something to do with another game, too.
Yeah, and there have been ties.
Yeah. Like Notre Dame and Colorado tied for the national championship one year.
LSU and...
Yeah.
And I think Nebraska one year.
It was LSU and somebody, yeah. So... Sagarin ratings, which is one of a handful, I guess, of mathematical calculations and whatever, a system that's used to figure it out. They came back and said UK is the 1950 national champ. Well, UK beat number one Oklahoma in the 1951 Sugar Bowl, 1950 season. And that ended the Sooners' 31-game win streak. So, if you're a one-loss team... and you end the number one team's 31-game win streak, that seems like reasonable to be number one. So UK wound up 11-1, and when the final AP poll, which came out before bowl games back then, number four Tennessee had handed UK its only loss in the regular season finale, 7-0 in Knoxville. So Tennessee finished 11-1. Ranked number four, just beat Kentucky, and then in its next game, beat number three Texas in the Cotton Bowl. Texas had lost to Oklahoma during the regular season. So transitive, what is that? Transitive, right?
Yeah.
Properties?
If A equals B and B equals
right.
C.
So Tennessee lost early in the season, though, to a 4-5 Mississippi State team. Mississippi State wound up winning four games, and Tennessee lost to them 7-0. And UK beat Mississippi State 48-21. Both games were in Starkville. So you could say then, well, Tennessee might have beaten Kentucky, but it was 7-0 and it was on the road, last game of the season. Whereas...
And Kentucky then went out and beat the number one team that had a 31-game win streak.
So the number one, two-ranked team was Army, which lost to Navy the week after the final poll came out. So Army got knocked out of there. So number three was Texas. Number four was Tennessee. Number three lost to number four, Tennessee. Number one was Oklahoma and lost. So last man standing of the top four, Tennessee. Because Kentucky was ranked a little bit higher than that. All right, so Tennessee says, look, we beat three AP top 20 teams that season. Texas, Kentucky, I don't remember, somebody else. Oklahoma was UK's only win over an AP team. So who has the rightful claim to it?
I don't know. Can't Tennessee just let us have this one?
I agree. Because Tennessee has it the next year, too. 1951, they claim the national championship. So, I mean, now they're like, well, we want it back-to-back. No, they're not going to give Kentucky. They're not going to give it to Kentucky.
No. Well, no. Of course not. Because it's Tennessee. But I do understand the a little bit of the idiocy in kind of doing this.
Yeah, because it's... I think what I saw was there are like four claims to the national championship that year. And so one of them, Kentucky, somebody says Kentucky's got one of them, so they make a trophy. I just think that maybe you should take the old one, put it out there, and then underneath it, like, have a little extra stand to it, granite or quartz or so, I don't know, something, just put it down there and engrave in it, National Champions, 1950, parentheses, or asterisk.
Yeah.
According to Sagarin ratings.
Yeah.
Just real small.
Yeah.
And just shine up the old trophy. But to commission a new one, it's a little silly.
Yeah.
But they've got the new facility out there, and they're honoring the past in a great way. So they want this to be out there, out front, too. Hey, this is the best of our past. So let's put it up there. Which, I mean, is it the biggest win in Kentucky football history? I guess it would have to be if you beat...
Well, yeah, if you're the national champions.
Yeah, in a Oklahoma team that had won 31 straight, then you would have to say it is. The biggest one in our... Let's say in the last 15 years, has to be LSU, right? Beat number one.
Yeah.
2007.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Well, coming up here in about 45 minutes, we'll talk to Mark Story from the Lexington Herald Leader. He had a bunch of stuff. If you didn't see his column last week, you should check that out for sure, on historical targets for UK football this season, with just going along the list of stuff you could take down. And remember, Rich Brooks, that was one of his big things. Doing stuff that hasn't been done around here in a long time is what
yes.
he would say. And he did it. Several different things. Beating LSU in 2007 was one of them. And so now that's kind of on the table again. Some good ones to get for Kentucky. And also with this being, I mean, it's a good time to talk to Mark Story as well, because it's the last Herald Leader that will be printed in Lexington.
Yes.
They're doing away with the printing press there. It'll now be printed in Louisville. And then he has another article out there for today about the small schools in college football getting squeezed out by the big money contracts, TV network contracts, and all that.
By the way, did you see yesterday that Lindsay Duvall, the former UK commit from
Bullet East?
Yeah. Is now going to Louisville, or has now committed to Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Said she saw the turnover and was like, maybe this isn't the right place for me. Which I think it's going to take some time to recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
All that turnover, everything that happened, all those people leaving, assistant coaches leaving, no consistency.
And I will say, over the last couple of weeks, they've had leadership meetings, brought in like leadership and team leader experts, motivational people to come talk to the whole coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
And they've definitely been tweeting a lot about hitting the road recruiting.
Right.
So you can see them trying to rebuild something.
Yeah. I mean, you knew they were going to take a little bit of a hit, especially with the ones they were already recruiting.
Yes.
Because they started to bail and the people who were recruiting them are not there. So, you know, when all that stuff changes, you're going to lose some. So they are going to take a hit. We saw this week also, I guess Arizona State is going to come to Rupp Arena to play the UK women's team.
Okay.
Because I think Jen Smith saw that Arizona State released its schedule, and on it was a trip to Rupp Arena. Like, hey, is this happening? Ooh, well, if they say it is, yeah, it is. And then they're getting Oklahoma in the Big 12 Challenge. That was also
played, and they go to the Sweet 16 last year.
Yeah, well, Oklahoma's been kind of the thorn in their side some in the tournament, where kept them out of the Final Four a few years back with the Victoria Dunlap team.
Yeah,
thought that they would have a shot there, but anyway. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Say goodbye to dealer prices. Fleet Doc is authorized to perform routine scheduled maintenance required to protect your vehicle warranty at an affordable price. They'll even shuttle you back and forth to work or stay and enjoy the clean, handicap-friendly facilities and free Wi-Fi.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bimba, bimba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
The following is an advertisement.
When we built ForThePeople.com, it was designed to be your consumer website, a place to go to learn about your legal rights. It was also built to protect you before an accident occurs. One of the most helpful parts of our site is warnings about unsafe drugs, products, and medical devices. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Right now, we're investigating, and in some cases, actually litigating cases involving some of these drugs you may be currently taking or have taken in the past, and likewise, certain medical devices. I invite you to visit ForThePeople.com now and from time to time to educate yourself and hopefully protect you and your family. This site was built for you, the consumer. And remember this, I'm not just a lawyer, I'm your lawyer. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Offices Lexington. This message has been an effort.
You know, if you're like me, about two or three times a week, you think, man, I'd love some pizza. And when that happens, there's only one place to go. It's a neighborhood place. It's the original Brooklyn Pizza. It's right over there on Clay's Mill and Keatshire. Families love it. Everybody loves it. They have great food, great entrees, fresh salads, and the best pizza anywhere. Keno and a full bar. It's the original Brooklyn Pizza on Clay's Mill in Keyshire.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Eidelauer Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You can listen to us online at WLXG.com or get the WLXG app at iTunes, Google Play. Just type in WLXG. App is so simple. You just tap it. It comes right on live stream. Also, the TuneIn app is there. And then the podcast is up on iTunes and Google Play or whatever. After the show, type in The Dan and Mary Jo Show. You got it. Did you see any of this horse racing yesterday? It was some crazy stuff.
I didn't, but you were kind of telling me a little bit about it. And I kind of, I can't believe it.
Yeah. The Jim Dandy Stakes had Creator, winner of the Belmont, Destin, runner-up in the Belmont, and Mohaman.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great field.
And Mohaman started out 5-0, remember? Mohaman was the 9-5 morning line favorite. Destin was 2-1, Creator 3-1 in a field of 6. So, here comes Lauban. Lauban, trained by Eric Guillot, the crazy Cajun trainer, who puts, like, voodoo hexes on Bob Baffert and does stuff like that. He's got Lauban in there. Lauban never won. This horse has never won.
Never won a race.
And he's going in the Grade 2 Jim Dandy against the top two finishers from the Belmont and one of the most promising three-year-olds and two-year-old, Mohaman. Like, big money horse. Mohaman breaks from the gate horribly, almost just bites the dirt, just almost just right immediately. Nose is sniffing the ground almost. Winds up recovering for fourth. Creator lays back, never has it in the stretch, never has any fire to get him. Destin hangs in there, winds up third. Governor Malibu winds up second. And Lao Ban jumped out front, stayed out front, held him off, and broke his maiden in the Jim Dandy.
Breaks your maiden in the Jim Dandy stakes.
On the gallop out, Lao Ban, which is known to be a little temperamental, similar to Lonnie. We all saw Lonnie's craziness in the Triple Crown races where he had to be saddled alone and taken out to the track by himself and off to himself. Lao Ban, it couldn't be more intentional, if you can read a horse at all, stops, lowers the neck, and throws his jockey, rears back, throws the jockey, and just gallops on. Get off me.
I won this race. I did that.
Crazy. So that was that a win and you're in? No, it was not. No, that's the Haskell. So anyway, crazy, crazy race. And then the Clement L. Hirsch Stakes at Del Mar. This is for the ladies. Beholder. 22 times Beholder has raced. 17 wins. 3 seconds.
Including 8 straight wins.
Yes. So only twice has Beholder not finished in the top three. The first one was her debut, very first race. So 8 straight since her last time not finishing in the money. I mean, Beholder is seen as legendary. Once-in-a-lifetime horse is what her owner called her. Here comes Stellar Wind, and the two of them raced against one another back on June 4th in the Vanity Mile. And there was a late charge from Stellar Wind. Stellar Wind was the 2015 champion three-year-old filly.
So no slouch.
Yeah. I mean, they're both champion horses. Yes, this is no slouch. But John Sadler is the trainer for Stellar Wind. He said, you know, everybody said, you're crazy for going against Beholder. Just don't do this, all right? And this is a win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Distaff, which Stellar Wind finished second in last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Stellar Wind just put the screws to Beholder and stayed right there with Beholder the whole way. And Beholder, I guess, is not known to be a front-running horse. And so Stellar Wind just had it. And in the stretch, Stellar Wind goes by for a second. Beholder comes back to get it. And then Stellar Wind goes by to take it. And that was John Sadler's birthday, the trainer. So a huge win for them. And Beholder was, of course, supposed to run in the Breeders' Cup Classic last year, and there was a lot of disappointment that she wouldn't be there to challenge American Pharoah because nobody felt like American Pharoah was going to see a horse as good as Beholder, like an older horse that in the Breeders' Cup Classic that was as good as Beholder. So, you know, you're like, I'm not going to see these, you know, two go at it. So now, the best female might be Songbird, who last weekend won her 9th race and her 9th start. She's 9 for 9. And, I mean, there are people out there, they're saying that she's the best 3-year-old, and that she's even better than Beholder, too. Because Songbird has won every race by 3 3/4 lengths or more.
And then is the Haskell today?
The Haskell is today.
And that's Nyquist and Exaggerator again.
Yes. That is Nyquist, Exaggerator, and Gunrunner.
And Gunrunner, yes.
So 1, 2, 3 in the Derby. 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in the Derby. Nyquist, Exaggerator, Gunrunner, all going today in the Haskell. The Haskell is at 5:49 on NBC. So it's on the main network. And it's one of those win and you're in.
Yes.
For the Breeders' Cup Classic. But the crazy thing about it was Keith DeSormo, the trainer for Exaggerator, was like, I don't like his last two works at Saratoga. Kind of makes me leery about running him in the Jim Dandy. So probably going to skip the Jim Dandy. And then, bang, the next day, the co-owner is like, we're going in the Haskell.
Yeah. So we'll skip the Jim Dandy.
Yeah.
But the next day,
you'll
be running.
And so he was like, well, is Exaggerator just not fit enough? Or does he not like this track, Saratoga? Because he didn't have the kick I wanted to see, is what DeSormo was saying. And then he turns around after they say they're going, and is like, oh, no, he's fit. He's good. He's fit. But don't like the track.
Yeah.
So we're going to run at Monmouth instead. But Bob Baffert has American Freedom in this race, and he has won five of the last six Haskells.
Yeah.
So there's that to think about. All right, we'll be back after the top of the hour. Sports Center coming up next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
They're undeterred because, you know, they're drinking giant drinks with beers upside down in them. And they stagger into the room, and I'm just yelling and disinfecting and just trying to get out of the room because this is hugely uncomfortable. But my plan gets exposed when I hear in my disinfected wake, "Hey, Dan Le Batard!"
The Dan Le Batard Show, now 10 to 1 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
Sports Center at Night. Kick back and settle in.
Hey, what's up? You can turn the channel. Thank you for doing that.
Wake up the kids. It's not explicit. It's instructional.
To end your day on a highlight.
Storytelling. Neil and Stan.
Winners. Who's got them? Your boy. Allegedly.
Because when the sun goes down, Sports Center lights up.
Sports Center's top plays.
Time now for today's one big thing.
You can't fake this kind of chemistry.
I don't have anything left. I've enjoyed this immensely.
Sports Center at Night. 11 p.m. midnight and 1 a.m. Eastern. Only on ESPN.
This weekend, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, and the National League Central leading Cubs face Robinson Cano and the Seattle Mariners.
Gone, Robinson Cano!
Today at 7 Eastern on ESPN and on ESPN Radio. The Fall Football Tour.
Tomorrow is going to get crazy, and this morning we're going to get it started.
Bringing you to the site of the biggest events in sports. Right here on ESPN Radio.
Sports Center at Night. It's time to unwind.
Hey, what's up? My name is John Butchergrass.
Hi, John.
We start, as we do every night, with the best thing I saw today.
We've got it from here.
Yeah, roll the tape. We waited too long. Let's go.
You want to do your highlights, or you want to just keep heckling me?
This is pretty good. I don't know. I'll do the highlights.
Because you deserve to end your day on a highlight.
Number one!
Bryce Harper. What a savage.
I can see this a few more times.
All right, go home now.
Good night, everybody.
Sports Center at Night. Every night. 11 p.m., midnight, and 1 a.m. Eastern. Only on ESPN.
An episodic podcast, Pin Kings.
Kevin and Alex were best friends. Champion wrestling buddies.
The story of two All-American high school wrestlers, teammates, and friends who ended up on the opposite sides of the war on drugs.
Alex Tecumas was clearly a kingpin.
Could you imagine if Kevin has to shoot Alex? He's a sworn federal agent for a drug enforcement agency.
Subscribe to Pin Kings now on the ESPN app or download it on Apple Podcasts.
Sports. ESPN. Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm KCU's breaking news. A mega deal involving the Yankees and Indians one day before baseball's 4 Eastern trade deadline. Reliever Andrew Miller on his way to Cleveland. He's got $21 million left on his contract through 2018, and the Indians will be responsible for paying all of that. Four players heading to New York, including two of Cleveland's top prospects, outfielder Clint Frazier and pitcher Justice Sheffield. Second major deal involving a Yankees reliever in less than a week. They, of course, previously dealt Aroldis Chapman to the Cubs. In addition, the Indians have an agreement in place to acquire catcher Jonathan Lucroy from the Brewers. Deal needs the approval of Lucroy. He's got a limited no-trade clause, which allows him to block trades to eight teams, including the Indians. The newly acquired Andrew Kashner makes his first start with the Marlins against the Cardinals. Miami's tied with St. Louis for the second NL wild card. Dodgers outfielder Yasiel Puig expected back in the starting lineup today against Arizona. He's been limited to three pinch-hitting appearances since July 20th due to a hamstring issue. Cubs and Mariners meet up on Sunday Night Baseball, 7 Eastern, ESPN Radio and ESPN. Jason Day has grabbed a one-shot lead at the PGA Championship. They're trying to finish up the third as well as the final rounds today at golf's final major of the year. Martin Truex Jr., the pole sitter for the Sprint Cup race. Carl Edwards, outside spot on the front row at Pocono. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will miss his third consecutive race as he continues treatment for concussion-like symptoms. That means Jeff Gordon's driving the number 88 car in his place again.
As of Saturday, it's 40 days until the NFL is back. With question marks across the league, the guys check in at training camps across the country to get the latest. Monday on Mike and Mike, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
What's a giant fish doing in my backyard?
I brought a few treats for your pool, like pesticides, antifreeze, and some yummy motor oil. Because you dumped the stuff down the storm drain, I had to swim in it. Now it's your turn.
It's time we all did our part to stop polluting Kentucky's waterways. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends, so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children. Offices, Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
You said, Mary Jo, that you saw someone won the Powerball.
It was the eighth largest Powerball in U.S. history, and someone from New Hampshire won it.
Just one person.
For one ticket.
One ticket.
One ticket, so there's no splitting this one up. $429.6 million.
Which you figure half of that is gone to taxes and all that other stuff. So you wind up with about $200 million.
I'm still good with that.
I could stretch it. I could stretch it a little bit.
I could make that work.
I would maybe buy just one island instead of two. Oh, man. You always dream about it, right?
I don't have, like, any sort of crazy thing that I would... I would do whatever everyone would do and just buy awesome things and not show up to work and...
go awesome places.
Yeah.
Travel would be number one on my list, top of my list of things to do with all that money. Go travel. See the world. Because I have just not gotten to see as much of it as I would like to.
Yeah. And part of it is because you have to be somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, like...
obligations and...
I would also definitely have a personal chef and a personal masseuse. And I would have those folks in my employ.
Yeah. Whatever it was that, what was Eddie Murphy's character? Prince what? In Coming to America?
I don't know. I don't know the name.
Whatever he had. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he had the baths and the, they took care of him and the rose petals and all that. No, actually, that's too lavish for me.
Yeah, I don't want to be groomed.
But a masseuse, that would be nice. You just say, hey, it's time. I'm feeling... yeah. Prince Akeem. How could you forget that? How could I forget that? You know, with the nice spa, you'd have a spa in your house pretty much. Personal chef, no doubt.
Yeah. I mean, the chef is key.
Was it James Corden? Did I see? Was he asking him he was asking maybe Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
How much are you going to miss the personal chef? Because like 3 a.m. you want a PB&J. Hey, I need a PB&J.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese, yeah.
And a milkshake.
And a milkshake, that's it. Grilled cheese and a milkshake. Oh, that would be so great. Have you seen some of these castles, too? Like over in Europe, like the old castles? I mean, these things exist.
Yeah.
They're real. Like just unreal castles. I would have to find a way to get one of those. I'm not talking about the one out there on Versailles Road. I'm talking about one that, you know.
See, I'm like, I'm not a car person. Are you a car person? Would there be a car that you would get?
There would be a few. Yeah. Lamborghini. Got to have one of those with the doors and all that stuff. Just fast cars. Mm-hmm. Tesla. Maybe like a really nice looking Aston Martin would be cool. I would want to drive them, though, like at the tracks and stuff. I'd have to go to Europe and find those tracks where you can test drive.
The Autobahn.
Well, the Autobahn, it just doesn't have a speed limit. But then they have like tracks you can go to. Like you can go and say, all right, I want to race around here and go as fast as I can. Okay, come on. We don't really have those. We have racetracks, but it's not like it's open to the public. It's too many lawsuits and stuff involved, I guess. But Europe, there's a couple places I read about where you just, like, yeah, knock yourself out. Of course, you have to be rich enough to have the vehicle to go do that. Yes, I would have to do that.
I would have just, like, a lot, probably, of plastic surgery done. But, like, hire the good one. Yeah, not the people from Botched.
Well, see, my thing is I think my health would improve tremendously because I would have a personal trainer, a personal chef. Like, you know, you make the meals, okay? You take care of it. Like the guy at UK who takes care of the athletes. All right, give me that stuff. All right, and then personal trainer, give me the workout and we'll do this when I get back in 3 years from traveling.
I'll be putting together what you think I should be doing.
After I've gorged myself on French cheese and wine, I'll be back to get in shape.
But yeah, so one person. One person.
Well, we at work at Fox there, we have someone who comes around and collects money.
Wouldn't you hate to be the one person that didn't?
Yeah. Oh, I don't have any money today.
Yep.
All right. Well, you're not in. Well, we hit it.
Ah. That'd be devastating.
But we don't. It's not like we do it there's Mega Millions draws twice, and then Powerball draws twice a week. So that's four times a week that you have millions of dollars on the line. Well, we don't play it four times a week. We only play it when it's like 400 million or something
like
that.
As if 100 million is just not worth our time.
Right.
I just really want to win that one, the Publisher's Clearinghouse, $5,000 a week. I know I probably couldn't like afford all of the lavishness that I'm talking about, but I would never worry about anything.
No. As long as you can budget in $5,000 a week. Yeah. You should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that too. No problem.
And then you pass it on. Like, it's for ever, right?
So eternity, What do they call it? They have a name for it, though. Like, legacy or something? I don't know. Yeah, that would be phenomenal. It sure would be. And I just saw this this thing on how Italy and France and maybe the Norwegians or the Swiss or something, all their ways of, like, their lifestyle of, like, two-hour lunches every day. You don't just go grab something in the drive-thru or something. You go sit down with other people and just chill for a couple hours and have a good meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go finish the day.
And when they all take 2 weeks off, like in the summer, there's just, like, a holiday where, like, just it's known that, like, everything's pretty much going to be closed.
Yeah. Like, France shuts down maybe for the month of August. Something like that. But they do. I mean, yeah. They shut down for, like, the whole month. And then it's pretty standard to get, I can't remember which country it is. It's France or Italy or something. But pretty standard to get about 8 weeks vacation. And, like, they, like, some of the corporations that give these, they're like, oh, we want happy workers. I mean, if they're happy and they're not all stressed out and they like working here, they'll do a good job. You don't have to worry about disgruntled employees. They'll give it their best because you're good to them. What a concept. Do unto others. But I've got to do like 2 weeks is pretty standard here.
Yeah.
And then my company offers a third week if you agree to furlough over the course of the year. So over the course of 12 months, you give back 40 hours of your salary.
Okay. And you get
in, you know, two paychecks per month for 12 months, over 24 paychecks.
That's not such a bad deal.
No, I take it every time.
Yeah.
I'll give me the 40 hours. I'll take the extra week when you take a, you know, what amounts to like $5 per paycheck or something.
Yeah, percentage out. Yeah.
Yeah, something real small. Yeah, I'll do that to get 3 weeks vacation.
Absolutely.
But 8 weeks would be so much nicer because.
Yes, it would. 8 weeks would be much nicer.
Because what happens is, okay, I've got to put one in for, you know, Christmas around the holidays. There's one for sure. And then there's definitely one for just family vacation.
Usually in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the other one, it just winds up being split out there.
Yeah, because now
other
you
stuff.
Need a couple of days here or there.
Right. Long weekend here or.
When I started at CNN, I walked in the door with 6 weeks vacation.
Mm.
That was standard.
What?
Yeah.
6 weeks walking
six
in.
6 weeks.
Oh. Oh, oh my God.
I know.
Oh, wow. That
is wonderful. It's to the point where you're like, you know, where the managed, because you have to, not everyone can be on vacation at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's a real ordeal. You've got to plan it out a long time in advance because everyone there has at least 6 weeks, right? Because some of the people that have been there longer have more.
Wow.
And
that's the way to do it.
It was a good problem to have.
No doubt.
But it was just like, you are going to be off this week in September. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. All right, I'll find something to do.
Yeah,
no problem.
Sounds good.
Got it. Well, I feel like once you get to the big major networks, like an ESPN or a CNN or a NBC or MSNBC or something like that, they maybe do give their people a little bit more, at least on-air people. You know, probably the master control operator there at CNN doesn't get 6 weeks.
Well, I mean,
a
I
lot
don't,
of people?
That I don't know, but... Yeah. Yeah, like our editors and producers did.
Yeah, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, we go at it 7 days a week, Mary Jo.
Why did I only stay there a year?
Oh. All right, coming up here in 15 minutes, we'll talk UK football with Mark Story of the Lexington Herald Leader. We'll take your calls, too, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Listen, I've spoken to my therapist about you.
All right, so what did you tell the therapist? You were in therapy for me? For the way that I treat you?
Yeah. I was really just asking her how to deal with the bad days, the tough days, and she's helped me out. She's helped me out a lot.
How do you deal with the bad days?
I drink.
Dan Lebatard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road with a fabulous new working showroom. you can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. Office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hearst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HearstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hearst first.
Are you the best in the bluegrass? Then go for the gold against Kentucky's top athletes. Join ESPN Sports Radio 1300 at the Bluegrass State Games. There's something for everyone, any age or ability. So get registered today to compete in over 30 sports, baseball to bowling, chess to cheerleading. Check it out online at bgsg.org. Bluegrass State Games, sponsored by the Kentucky Department of Travel and Tourism, LFUCG, Pepsi, Kentucky Utilities, Central Bank, the University of Kentucky, and Papa John's Pizza.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. There must be some
kind of way out of here. The last Lexington Herald leader printed in Lexington today.
Today.
That's today's edition, and that's it. Printing press is closed. Closing, and it'll be printed in Louisville from now on. We'll have Mark Story from the Lexington Herald Leader on here in about 10 minutes here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. 381-1313 is the number to call to get in here. A few things around town that my information came from, the Lexington Herald Leader. But, you know, one of the reasons it's moving, the printing press, is Kentucky.com is where everyone goes for it, and that's where I went for this, is to see about the town branch trail being extended, a $14 million federal grant. And in this political climate that we are in today, where it's just, I hate you and you hate me and all this just viciousness. Here's, you know, Jim Gray, who's running against Rand Paul, going to oppose him in the Senate race. Oh, Jim Gray thanked Republicans Mitch McConnell and Andy Barr for their efforts to secure the federal grant. Said something, Andy Barr wrote a letter or something to push for it. Mitch McConnell pushed for it.
Yep.
So I mean, not to get too political here, but that's what it's all about. When there is some common ground and something that's going to help us, you know.
So we can get together.
Yeah, I mean, we all believe that this is going to help Lexington's economy, or it's something that we need here. And yeah, you're right. You know, even though we hate each other. Yeah. I mean, that's probably,
we hate each other.
You know, it used to be, I've heard these stories from these politicians that it used to be that they didn't, a lot of them didn't hate each other, but now it seems like they really do.
I know.
They just didn't like each other's policies or something. You know, it's fine if you got different.
And when we need different viewpoints. I mean, that's the whole
absolutely.
Point. We can't all think alike.
Yeah.
That would be so boring. And
wouldn't help.
But now it's just, I don't know. And I guess if it's just kind of been that way for a while. I mean,
yeah,
I remember being.
It's been that way for a while.
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
Where it's just, I don't know.
Started it down
name
the.
Name calling. And,
yeah. The road of hatred and. Just like a thing of. There's no way anything you do can be remotely close to right. So it doesn't matter what you say. I'm already against it. I'm already going to push to fight it.
I do feel like more so now than ever before, it's you have to be either all for this side or all for that side. Like you can't say,
I like some
Black
things
Lives
from that
Matter
side.
Mm-hmm. And that and people not think, well, they must hate cops.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Or, you know, mm-hmm. I support police officers. Well, then you must hate. You just can't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Right. Yeah. Right. There's so many things like that where you just like, can't it all stop?
Yeah.
And be good or.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. It's the all or nothing mentality. But back to the Town Branch Trail here.
That was a really good segue I had.
Yeah. Now, you know, where South Forbes is down by Red Mile Road. If you keep going across Red Mile Road, I guess, west? You run into South Forbes. And so from there, where it runs into Manchester Street, it'll go all the way up to, like, 3rd Street. And from Oliver Lewis Way there up to 3rd Street. And it's going to connect, like, the Legacy Trail.
Yeah.
All those bike trails that are out toward the Horse Park and Masterson Station, Old Frankfort Pike and all that. So it's going to come and connect Old Frankfort Pike to McConnell Springs. And then it's going to go downtown through Vine Street. And then over to 3rd Street. And then back out 4th Street to Newtown Pike and the Horse Park and even into Scott County.
I mean, I think that's wonderful.
So this would be this is an awesome, awesome bike trail that you mm-hmm. could start way over here and go all the way through downtown and come back, wind up in Scott County by the time you're done with it. And it keeps you off the road for the most part. I think it is very cool.
Yeah.
A very cool thing to have. And it takes you through some nice parts of the area. Some nice, the landscape that we have here in Central Kentucky. But it will transform downtown, mm-hmm. I think, for sure.
Yeah.
To have what it proposes to have down there. So that was part of, like, Jim Gray's whole plan, remember, to redo the convention center next to Rupp Arena, redo Rupp Arena, and then have this happen, too, to transform downtown. Like, this would be part of also the Rupp Arena renovation. Remember how cool the Rupp Arena renovation looked? Like, it was this big glass front, and you could even see in to the arena at parts. And then it would have, like, a monster screen TV that would project outside even, I think, so you could stand there and watch.
Well, I remember when I moved to Lexington, and you just didn't really even go downtown.
No.
There wasn't really anything down here, and now look how much has changed.
Mm-hmm.
In the last decade, and it's only going to draw more visitors and locals to downtown, which is great.
Yeah, they do the Fifth Third Pavilion that they built, which does the farmer's market and does, like, Thursday Night Live, and then there's this places along there, and the courthouse, the old courthouse, they're going to turn that into a place where there's restaurants in there. And now you heard about the Atomic Cafe closing.
Yeah, I was bummed about that.
I was too.
Mm-hmm. Been around for a while.
But I have to say I hadn't gone in quite a while. It had been quite a while since I'd been over there. I kind of forget about it, where it was over there.
Yeah, I had been there pretty recently. And their food was still really good.
It's a nice spot. Great mm-hmm. spot. That patio that they have is just awesome.
Yeah.
And so now Grillfish is going in there. And Grillfish is owned by the same man who owns Portofino downtown. And then he has Serafini in Frankfurt. And so the founder of Grillfish, because there is another Grillfish, and it's in Miami. So this restaurant was founded by a guy in Miami. There's just one, is the way I read it. And it's in Miami. And that guy is going to be a partner with the guy who's opening it here at the Atomic Cafe spot.
And it's supposed to open in August?
Yeah, supposed to open next month.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's on 3rd and Limestone there. And if you've never been, I mean, it's a great location. The patio's awesome. This is supposed to be an upscale seafood and steak place, but casual as well, with, like, a Miami theme. So that beach theme, those pastel colors, all that stuff. So I think it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good place to go in there.
I'm always up for a new restaurant.
Yeah.
But that's just I'm so far behind on the new on trying the new restaurants because there's so many.
I know. And You know, if you've lived here for so long, sometimes you forget.
And you also have your favorite places that, like, when you start to like, and yeah, so let's go back there. I mm-hmm. really like this.
But for people who are not from here and they move into here, they're blown away on how many restaurants we have here.
Oh, yeah.
That are good for such a small town. I was talking with Darren Henshaw, and he said, I still haven't eaten at, like, the same restaurant. I'm eating at a different place every day. And he said, and then I just went up Jefferson Street for the first time the other day and saw all that stuff. I mean, you look at Jefferson Street alone, it starts with Stella's Deli, and then there's Nick Ryan's, and then there's the Grey Goose, and then there's the
Blue Heron.
Ateca, and County Club.
Mm-hmm. County Club's good.
Yes, it is. And then at the end of the street is Smithtown Seafood, which is connected to West 6th.
Yeah.
All those places are great.
Yeah, that's just one
all
street.
Yeah, that's just Jefferson Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. It's pretty spectacular. Yeah, Henshaw was like, I can't believe how good you guys got.
Yeah.
I'm eating all these different places. Okay, coming up next, we're going to talk to Mark Story from the Lexington Herald Leader. Mary Jo, I feel like we have neglected to talk a whole lot
of sports,
UK, yeah. And sports in general. We just haven't been chatting.
But this is really like the last weekend.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be full-blown.
It all starts ramping up.
Full-blown next weekend. Yes. Absolutely. So we're going to talk to Mark Story about football next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility. Defining rides since 1999. Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same-day service and let us tint your windows today. Our staff has over 40 years' experience and all the tools of the trade in auto tinting to ensure quality service. And all of our professional window tinting for your car, truck, RV, or SUV is backed by a lifetime warranty on bubbling, peeling, and fading. Lucky's Auto Sports only uses high-performance films, and all of our tint is computer cut. That means a machine cuts the tint before our technicians apply it to your vehicle's windows, so everything looks factory installed. Call us at 859-299-4411 or get a quote and download coupons at luckysautosports.com today. That's Lucky's Auto Sports, your source for window tinting, auto and truck accessories, star audio, remote starts, and more.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
What is it about Tony's steaks and seafood that makes it such an incredible dining experience? Well, it could be the steaks. One reviewer said, this is steak nirvana. Or how about the great seafood, the incredible atmosphere, and service that's unmatched anywhere? All of those things. It's Tony's of Lexington on Main Street, right across from Triangle Park. Come in and become part of Tony's family.
Here's what another satisfied customer, and from Lexington, has to say about Barkley Blevins.
They treat me like family. I've watched John grow up over the 30-plus years they've worked with me. They've replaced water heaters, sump pumps, sewer pipes, furnaces, air conditioners, toilets, and faucets. They've done it all. And I like when the technician sits and chats with me at the kitchen table while filling out the ticket. There's no one else I would trust, and you should trust them too.
Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Check them out at BarkleyBlevins.com.
ESPN Sports Radio 13.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, today, as we've said several times on the show today, Mary Jo, it is the last day that the Lexington Herald Leader will be printed in Lexington. I mean, it's still going to have a paper. It just won't be printed here anymore. And someone who has worked for the Lexington Herald Leader for, I'm not even going to guess. I just know that it's been a while. Mark Story, columnist for the Lexington Herald Leader. We always love his work. I know me personally, I agree with him most of the time on his takes and columns. And I really liked the last two that he's had, which was on UK football and the historical targets. And then today's is on squeezing out the little guys in college football like WKU and Murray State. He joins us now here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Good morning, Mark, and thanks for being on here.
And the answer to your question is August 27th, 1990.
Okay, 1990.
So we're coming up on your 26-year anniversary.
We are.
Yeah. August 27th, that will be...
So you started there when you were about 8 or 9?
I think I was 26. Who's counting?
We're not Mary Jo. Quit that.
So what do you have a feeling about this last printing in Lexington? I mean, does that tug at the heartstrings a little bit for you, or?
Yeah, it's very melancholy. I mean, the industry obviously is changing rather dramatically and rapidly, and I mean, there is a business rationale for basically wringing out the printing of the newspaper, but it's for those of us who've worked there for a long time, it's very, as I said, it's very melancholy. But there was a cool thing. A lot of the, some people organized an event, and a lot of people who work at the paper now and a whole bunch of people who used to work there, we all went down there last night and sort of gave a big round of applause to the pressmen, who, many of whom have worked for our company for decades, and as of today, no longer do so. So we did at least do something nice to show our appreciation to them.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then I guess you guys will eventually move, right? Your office?
Well, that's to be determined. The building is up for sale. And so that has not been uncommon for other newspapers in other markets. And sometimes the newspaper sells its building and then rents space back.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes the newspaper moves. So it is to be determined what will happen to us, contingent on when and if the building sells, and then just what the powers that be decide is the best course at that point.
Well, the writing and coverage will continue to be excellent regardless of where it's printed. And let's jump in here to what you have in today's edition, which is squeezing out the little guys. And I think you paint the picture, it's in melancholy. That's kind of the way this looks, too, because it's inevitable that the hard times are only going to get harder.
Yeah, what had me thinking about that topic, I've been following kind of the negotiations for TV rights, and because, as we mentioned, changing technology and media, as people sort of unhook from cable TV and, get their content via live streaming and other alternative platforms, kind of the economic pressure on, cable sports networks, even including ESPN, has sort of ratcheted up, and they've cut back, and that has had an impact on the market for TV rights. But it's interesting, the Big Ten went to, negotiated its rights this year, and it didn't have an impact. They're, they were so popular, or the perception of their events were so popular that, they signed a $440 million a year contract.
Mm.
$440 million in a difficult market is, pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Conversely, Conference USA, which is the league that Western Kentucky and Marshall and, those kind of schools play in, they also had the, in their case, misfortune of having their TV contract come up. And their deal, wound up less than $2 million. Now, at some point when, the schools in Conference USA and the Big Ten compete for the same championships. Mm-hmm. But at some point when, one entity is drawing $30 million a year for each school and the other is drawing $200,000 a year for each school, it just seems like at some point the ability to compete is just going to be completely eradicated. And, it may become determinative that kind of the little guys get squeezed out. And I think in a lot of ways that will be too bad.
Well, in this political campaign, you hear so much of the top 1% have 90% of the wealth, and that's how it is in college athletics. And it's only going to, the disparity is only going to grow when we eventually, I'm sure there's going to be just super conferences. You know, it's headed that way right now. Even the Big 12 is saying, before the start of football season, we've got to have another team. I mean, we're 3 weeks away.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake wants Memphis to go.
Yeah, and so it's just like, we're going to add another team in 3 weeks, you know, just because you need, these conferences keep growing and expanding. And what is the incentive for someone to pick up Western Kentucky in one of these major conferences?
You know, back into the early 90s, there was, you know, people say that we were headed to like 4 16-team super conferences. You know, right now we have the Power Five conferences, the ACC, the Big 12, the Big 10, the SEC, the Pac-12. But, you know, I'm not sure necessarily how long-term stable the Big 12 is. So I don't know that it's impossible that, but kind of what people used to talk about, you know, 4 16-team super conferences, that may be where we end up at some point. And, you know, what I'm curious about is then what happens to everybody else?
Yeah.
Do we still have the kind of NCAA tournament we have? You know, to me, if you had an NCAA tournament and you just had, you know, kind of the big boys, you would lose a lot. I mean, that first weekend with the upsets, to me, in a lot of ways, is the best part of the tournament.
Yeah.
It is. That, I mean, that's the nature of that event. That's why it's people watch.
You know, does that, you know, sustain going forward? And then in football, if you squeeze out all these little conferences, I mean, are you just going to play, you know, Power Five against Power Five? And along the way, I'm sure that would be, you know, I'm sure some of the ticket-buying public would like that. But, you know, is that safe for the players if you're playing that many, you know, high-impact games? You know, there's just a lot of kind of ancillary issues to this. And, you know.
Well, and the smaller schools need to play Alabama to get,
you know, they are what they are, but, you know, I think there are some unintended or maybe intended consequences in terms of sort of a squeezing a lot of people out that I'm not sure is going to be, is not going to be good in the long run. But it just seems like the economics is dictating everything, and it's just going to go where it's going to go.
Well, Mark, you also mentioned too, it's not just football and men's basketball. In your column today, Morehead State has had to drop men's and women's tennis. Murray State ending its men's tennis program. Western Kentucky's had to cut its track and field budget by half. I mean, other athletes are not going to have opportunities unless you're so good that, you know, one of the Power Five conferences picks you up. You may not have an opportunity to have some of your education paid for.
That's correct, and that's a very disappointing. You know, I've thought a lot this summer. You know, as you mentioned, there's been a lot of tennis, you know, cut, and I know to some extent people perceive tennis as a bit of a country club sport. But the fact of the matter is, I haven't done a survey, but I would surmise there are a lot of middle class kids that are, you know, were on tennis scholarships at Murray State and Morehead State, and other schools of that level. And you're right, that's opportunity that is going by the wayside.
Let's switch it to UK football, the big boys, and opportunities coming up for them. And I'm not sure why I love this stuff so much, but I do. I mean, I've loved it since I was a kid. Just the numbers, the things that haven't happened since then and all that. And I'd always incorporated into just about every sportscast I could find it. And so I just love your column where you lay out all the things that UK could do that it hasn't done in a while. And I guess if you're to rank them, I think maybe the South Carolina one is the one, I think, where UK hasn't defeated an SEC opponent in 3 straight seasons since beating Vandy 4 straight years. I think that one happens.
Yeah, I do too. You know, what was interesting, when I was on vacation and should have been thinking about other things, I started thinking about UK football and South Carolina especially, because, you know, Kentucky has beaten them the last 2 years. And I was curious, other than Vandy, who they beat 4 in a row from 2004 through 07 under Rich Brooks. But other than Vandy, when's the last time Kentucky beat an SEC team 3 years in a row? And amazingly, that hadn't happened since, I think it's 57, 58, and 59.
Mm-hmm.
And even more amazingly, the team that Kentucky beat 3 years in a row was Tennessee.
Yeah, it was Blanton Collier.
Yeah.
That's how long ago. Yeah, that's pretty wild. But and Mississippi State, here's another one where Such an important game. I think Rich Brooks will point to Mississippi State. You know, every year he would say, well, or he would talk about Vandy or Mississippi State. These are big games. He would always emphasize how big of a game this is. You could talk about the Georgia or the Auburn or the Florida or whoever, but, you know, we need to beat them. And now you got Dan Mullen, kind of the new Steve Spurrier to UK, where the Cats just haven't been able to beat Mississippi State since Mullen has been there.
That's correct. Mullen is 7-0 against Kentucky. And to emphasize how important the games against Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, and then it's obvious that people get, you know, fired up for the Louisville game. But those three games, during Kentucky's five-year bowl stretch from 2006 through 2010, Kentucky went a combined 10-5 against Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, and Louisville.
Yeah.
Now, the last 5 years when Kentucky has been staying home for the holidays, they are 1-14 against those same three.
Wow.
Those games, you know, I know people don't get as excited about, you know, at least Vandy and Mississippi State as they do some of the others, but those games tend to determine, you know, kind of determine Kentucky seasons, and that's why I think it's really vital. You know, Kentucky gets Mississippi State at home this year. You know, State has lost Dak Prescott. You know, to some extent, you know, they almost have to be at least somewhat more vulnerable than they've been in the last couple of years. Kentucky needs to break through and beat them.
Yeah.
Speaking of breaking through and beating someone, 29 years since they beat Florida. In the last 2 years, have seen some really good opportunities fall by the wayside. Where they had it. This year, they play at the Swamp on CBS, 3:30 nationally televised game. You think the streak ends this year?
I would guess not. I don't think it's impossible. My fear would be that Florida, you know, having sort of weathered the Will Muschamp era, its coaching is probably better, and Florida will, you know, start rising again. Maybe the window of opportunity is not as prime as it was for Kentucky these past 2 years. But I do think, having said that, the fact that CBS picked that game, you know, they've sort of looked at the last 2 years and they at least expect it to be, you know, competitive. So, you know, I don't think it's impossible for Kentucky to win that game, but that, I would be surprised.
I was there this year for it, and do you remember the sunset for that Florida game last year, I guess is what I mean. It was one of the most beautiful sunsets I think I've ever seen at Commonwealth Stadium, and I just felt like the symbolism there that the sun is now setting on this long streak. I thought
Kentucky would win that game last year. I thought it set up for them, and, you know, and it was right there, and I think, you know, probably we all remember the drop touchdown pass.
Mm-hmm.
Given the way the game went ahead and played out, that was a pretty big moment.
Going 500 in the SEC. We're talking to Mark Story from the Lexington Herald Leader here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. It's only happened once in the last, 40 years almost? 2006?
Well, I think the last time it happened was 2006. I also think they did it one time under Hal Mommy.
Okay.
I think it was 99. But it doesn't happen, or it hasn't happened very often.
And doing that is such a huge step forward. And the opportunity, I don't think it looks so bad when you look at South Carolina and you look at Vandy. Mississippi State and Vanderbilt.
And Missouri.
I think, you know, it's interesting. We talk about the schedule, and this year's schedule is probably objectively tougher than last year's. Last year you had 8 home games. This year you only have 7. Last year you got a very mediocre Auburn at home, and this year you've traded that in for a road trip to Alabama. So I think it's tougher. But having said that, you know, you mentioned game 3 of those 4 games you mentioned, that all of whom, at least on paper, are games that you should have a good chance to get in, are at home. And then Missouri, you know, which I'm sure Mary Jo can testify to, that there's just so much turmoil out there. You know, new football coach, all the issues they've had on campus, administrative, you know, defections and all that. You just wonder kind of where their heads are going to be. So, you know, that looks like an opportunity for a rare Kentucky road SEC win. So, yeah, get those 4, and So then you've done something that they haven't done around here much. If you could actually steal another one and get to five, he hasn't had a winning record in the SEC since 1977.
Yeah, that would be remarkable.
That's Art Still, Derek Ramsey, eras.
Mark Stoops said this week, expect big things. That's a big thing right there to expect. But let me ask you this before you go. Have you taken in a game down there? I don't know if you plan on going to Tuscaloosa, but have you ever taken in a game there?
I have. I covered the last time Kentucky played there in 2008, and I loved it. I mean, it's a big-time atmosphere. And what I like about Bryant-Denny Stadium, it sort of has like a kind of a grand entrance. And you know, you walk up, and there's all the statues of the national championship-winning coaches, and it's really cool.
And that last game, that was a good one. That's when Nick Saban came up to Rich Brooks and said, "You guys whipped our butts," to paraphrase, and only lost that game by 3. So
yeah, Kentucky, Alabama sort of dominated the time of possession and the total yardage, but they weren't scoring points. And Kentucky hung around and scored a late touchdown and was within 17-14 and tried an onside kick that was probably the worst onside kick attempt I've ever seen. They just kicked it straight up and out of bounds.
Yeah.
But, they were in the game till the end.
That team was physical, no doubt. Well, Mark, thank you very much. Best wishes for what's ahead for the Lexington Herald Leader, and we appreciate you making time for us this morning.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Mark Story there from the Lexington Herald Leader. Go out there and get one today. Get the physical copy and read it, and then just kind of hold on to it and be like, this is the last one that was printed here in Lexington. It's kind of a little piece of memorabilia. I have a ton.
I have a lot of newspapers.
I do, too. I have a lot of like newspapers and cat's paws and different things in a box. Like one day I'll have the man cave. I've got so much of that stuff.
My favorite one is the headline is Farvulus when he threw a touchdown pass the very end of the 49ers game his first year. And
you're getting chills.
Farvulus.
Very good. I'm telling you, whenever I do, finally, get the man cave, I don't have to get anything to put in it. I've got all of that stuff already there. I just need to put it on the walls. We'll be back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Offices Lexington.
It's Uncle Ted! Friday, August 19th, Ted Nugent's coming to the Eastern Kentucky Exposition Center. Tickets available at the Appalachian Wireless Box Office or at Ticketmaster.com. In addition to buying a ticket, get the Danger Zone package available with a VIP meet and greet. Take a picture with Ted and get his autograph. Uncle Ted, bringing his Sonic Baptism Tour to the Eastern Kentucky Expo Center, August 19th. Call or stop by the Appalachian Wireless Box Office or go online to Ticketmaster.com and get your tickets now.
Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility. Defining rides since 1999. Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same-day service and let us tint your windows with our computer-cut high-performance film with a lifetime warranty. Call us at 859-299-4411 or get a quote and download coupons at luckysautosports.com today.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We were talking UK football with Mark Story there from the Lexington Herald Leader, and Media Day is this week.
I know.
Comes up on
Fan Day Sunday.
Friday. Yeah, Fan Day on Saturday.
Saturday, I mean.
Yep. And so I'm not going to be here next Saturday, and part of the reason is Fan Day, but then I've got Fox 56. We've got our Jamboree next, back-to-school Jamboree at Evans Orchard. It's this free event. We had like 10,000 people out there last year, messed up traffic. It was a bad deal as far as traffic goes. Like Scott County Police were like, hey, what y'all doing? What in the world? But just couldn't anticipate that many folks coming out, and it was huge. So this year, you know, got all that coordinated and taken care of.
But hopefully the weather will cooperate too.
Yes, but I have to go do that and then leave there and go to Fan Day because it's an open practice. So I'm going to shoot some video, and then I got to go back to the Jamboree. But then I'll be here on Sunday to talk about Fan Day and Media Day, all that, because Media Day is, I think, 9 till noon.
On Friday?
On Friday, and that means we'll hear from Stoops for 20 minutes and Elliot for 15, 20 minutes and Gran for 15, 20 minutes. And then it's the only time the media is allowed to talk to the freshmen until the football season begins, and then they agree to let you talk to whoever freshman you want to talk to. So,
yeah.
So always do that on Media Day. Always make sure to get the freshmen because you're not going to hear from them again.
I mean, just imagine the crowds that will be around Landon Young,
Drake Jackson. Now, I think they allowed. They did. They allowed those guys to talk in spring because Cash Daniel and Drake Jackson both came in the spring, and it was like, yeah, you can talk to him. Same last year, like George Asafo Ajay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talked to him in the spring. But then when the fall came, like, nope, one day, that's it. So I'm sure that'll be Cash, Drake, and Landon.
Yep.
But Tate Levitt is not a freshman. Feels like it since he's a JUCO transfer, but be able to talk to him. Plenty. Friend of our show.
Yeah, he sat in with us for one entire show.
Yeah.
He was here, and that was great.
It was. He's a big piece. Big piece to the whole thing.
He can get his technique and all that stuff figured out, which they say it's all fixable.
Yeah.
His issues are all fixable.
So if he could, live up to his potential at that left tackle spot, it's a big thing, because that's one of the things Mark Stoops has talked about. Is depth at the tackle positions. But otherwise, I really think this offense, and like I said, by the time camp's over, I'm going to be thinking this offense is like what Patrick Toles thought last year. Oh, we got a shot. We got a shot to win the East. But so much of it falls
when
on Drew
Barker. When
you start
5-1, you kind of think,
so much goes on Drew Barker.
Yes.
So much on him.
And to me, he's still so unknown.
Well, of course, Haven't seen him. It's all potential.
But until Andre Woodson did it, it was the same thing with him.
Yeah.
You just got to go out and do it.
Got plenty of playmakers, really.
Yep.
I really, really think, when we were talking to Mark Story, he mentioned the dropped touchdown pass in the end zone against Florida. That has to be caught. Mm-hmm. This year it has to be caught. That's the difference. Has to be caught. And I think...
The punching it in from the 1 yard line against Vandy has to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think, though, when those catches aren't made, whoever's not making those catches won't be back out there. They've got somebody else. They've got more guys.
And that didn't happen last year.
Right. That did not happen. Right. You hate to pile on one particular guy or anything, but I can remember the frustration. People were saying, sit him. I can remember hearing fans, sit him down,
And it is a delicate balance because you also don't want to strip away all their confidence and say, well, if you drop one, you're done.
Yeah. It's a tricky thing. It kind of can build on itself and carry the wrong kind of momentum. And
every player is different. Every player reacts to that differently.
Right. But I did like to hear that what Eddie Grant's doing with the running backs, punishing people is what he said. And said, protect your quarterback. That was number one. And don't lose the ball and punish people. And all those things would be very, very good to see out of the running backs. And if they don't do it, the next one's up. So I just like already what I've seen and heard. And I think we'll get a heavy dose of that. And then next week, I mean, it all starts. All goes.
Can't wait.
Yeah, me either.
Can't wait.
Hey, thanks everyone for listening. Thank you for making us
number one
top-rated local sports talk show on the weekend among men 25 to 54. Thank you.
See you next weekend.
Rosillo and Canal.
We had some people immediately already chiming in and be like, oh, figures. Skipper had you guys have on.